A burning sugarcane field releases a sweet, smoky smell, but it also sends particles and greenhouse gases into the air. LSU Ag Center chemist Jim Wang monitored a burning field to determine what is released during a burn. It is part of a larger study funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to learn more about how sugarcane production affects the environment.
So what we're trying to do is trying to at least get some background information from the sugarcane production through the whole sugarcane growth cycle, from planting to the stubble cane, and to try to really measure the emissions of greenhouse gas emissions.
Wang was collecting data from a field at the LSU Ag Center's Sugar Research Station. Farmers burn their fields either after the harvest or prior to harvest, while the cane is still standing, to eliminate unnecessary plant material. Wang was monitoring the smoke released during a ground burn.
Our purpose is trying to catch the suspended particulate matter, especially a distribution of different particles in the smoke.
Wang also is measuring chemicals released during burning or other steps involved in agricultural production, such as fertilization. He is particularly interested in ammonia, nitrous oxide, and carbon dioxide. At this test, he was monitoring how the smoke moved.
Using both the meteorological data and this smoke plume data, and trying to come up a certain model to predict how the smoke flowed, and use that to, in order to guide better burn in future.
The information he gathers can help researchers determine better farming practices that can reduce the level of greenhouse gases emitted during farming. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.